Good morning, WTAW News. Time is 8:04, and it's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. It's the beginning of a new year, and W-2 forms will be arriving within the next couple of weeks. Although in the past, the Twin Cities have partnered with the United Way to offer volunteer income tax assistance sites, Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan says there's a different way to get help this year.
The AARP is still offering those. They've been offering them all along.
Okay.
But they are still offering, and they actually, their tax preparers, the people that they train to do that, actually have some advanced training. So they can actually do a lot more than the intermediary kind of stuff we used to do with the vital sites.
Jackson says you don't have to be a senior or a member of the AARP to receive the free tax preparations, which will be offered at the Clara Mounts and Larry J. Ringer Libraries. For available times and dates, you can visit our website at WTAW.com. Things might be a little more congested on a major Bryan Street this weekend. You can expect lane shifts on Briarcrest starting Sunday afternoon, so the lanes can be restriped from Kent Street all the way to Highway 6. Bob Caldwell with the Texas Department of Transportation asked drivers to avoid this area if possible, but if you must drive on it, be prepared for delays and alert for construction personnel.
We have finished the water line on the south side of the project. We've also finished the pavement widening on the south side along with the sidewalks. What we're going to do is have a traffic switch on Sunday night so that we can start working on the north side of the project, then work on the median and the final phase right before we open the project as we'll be repaving the roadway surface.
Caldwell says they expect to be finished painting the stripes before Tuesday morning. The changes, which are part of a $4.7 million project, will add turn lanes, a center median, and improve sidewalks. It's estimated to be complete this August. If your wallet is feeling a little lighter over this past month, gasoline might be a reason for that. Texas gas prices have been on the rise, and the ultimate reason for that might point back to Washington, D.C.
The statewide average rose 6 cents over the week. Houston energy analyst Andy Lipow says crude oil has gotten more expensive over the last several weeks in anticipation of a fiscal cliff crisis, but the cliff was averted.
I'm anticipating that gasoline prices start declining again because gasoline inventories have continued to rise.
But in the short term, he says gasoline will get a bit more expensive, 3 to 5 cents, level off, and then fall. According to AAA Texas, 2012 was the most expensive year for gasoline, with the average at $3.43. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
It's a new year, and of course, what's one of the top resolutions? Getting healthier. Flora Williams with the Texas A&M AgriLife says knowing how many calories you need and balancing those is a great first step. Williams says many things you can do to reduce your calories will also enrich your overall eating experience.
Take time to fully enjoy your food. Try not to eat so fast, because when you eat too fast, you take in more calories, so you want to take your time so you can your body can get the message that you are full. You want to avoid oversized portions, and some ways you can do that, you can use a smaller plate, bowl, or glass.
She says when eating out, choose smaller portion sizes, take home part of the meal, or share it with a friend. He's only been sworn into office less than 48 hours, but the newest senator from Texas is already taking a tough stance in Washington, D.C. Ted Cruz vows to take on the latest round of gun control bills that have been talked about recently. He says he will fight to preserve the Second Amendment from politicians he claims are using the tragedy in Connecticut.
Not a single one of the gun control proposals that is being discussed today would have done a thing to prevent this mentally unstable young man from stealing guns that were lawfully owned by somebody else.
His other top priorities are cutting spending and the debt, tax reform, and regulatory reform. And finally, this morning, for those of you that are packed up and getting ready to head to the Arlington area for the Cotton Bowl, be sure to travel safely. There's a 20% chance of light rain in the area that could potentially be mixed with some sleet or even snow. And, of course, just watch out for any icy bridges. The high expected today is to be around 45 degrees. WTAW News Time is 8:09, and it's 39 degrees here in Brazos Valley. This look at news has been brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
It looks like we'll have to deal with some patchy cloudiness at times over the next several days, so our forecast through the night, partly to mostly cloudy at times, maybe a light shower here and there, especially to our west and south. A low temperature, upper 30s, a lot of clouds during the day Friday, with a chance of scattered light showers and up near 50. Maybe a shower at night around 40. Clouds and occasional sunshine for Saturday. Temperatures getting up into the mid-50s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yep. So they wheeled the breakfast out yet in Dallas?
They may have. I just haven't made it over there
Oh,
yet.
You're so busy, right?
I'm talking to Clip.
Oh, well.
Oh, we're getting Clip caught up on the party last
night.
Well,
all right, you got a pair of headphones for him?
Yeah, we can get a pair of headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Chip.
Yeah, yeah. You can talk to Chip in just a minute. I know that's why you're here. Like Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station, because I know you've never talked to him before. What? The affable Chip.
Is that me? What do you want? Yes.
What's going on, Chipper?
Jay Sokol.
Well, I didn't want to talk to you.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. How are the buffets in Dallas?
You know, we were just talking. I missed both Cotton Bowl parties, Jay. Last night was apparently the one to be at.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
KO was talking about the shrimp and grits, the Kobe beef sliders.
No, he didn't tell us about that.
I didn't have one of those. I couldn't tell you how good they were. They look good.
Yeah. I missed that. But the buffet here at the hotel has always been pretty good. They take care of you.
Are these parties as epic as they used to be when A&M was at the with the Southwest Conference?
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl hasn't changed. I mean, they're doing the same things they've been doing for 50 years, and they figured out. I don't know why people can't figure this out. If you feed the media and just fill them up with alcohol, they will say great things about you.
Yeah, they will, even though the weather could suck.
Yeah, the weather was terrible. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If you feed them good food and liquor them up, they're going to love you.
You going to bring me back that Cotton Bowl notepad cube?
Actually, it's a watch this year.
Yeah, I heard they're giving jewelry away.
They gave, and not just, I'm not talking about this little, I'm talking about a big time watch. Wow. I was astounded.
So you don't want yours, you've already got a watch. Did you bring my,
sorry. You know, if you would have been here, you could have gotten yours.
The last watch I got was from Baylor because I said nice things about them. That was a long time ago. Well, all right, that's good. Thanks. We just wanted to check in, see if you're doing all right.
All right. All right, guys.
There you go. So anyhow, Jay Sokol here this morning from the. I got to try. Can you hear Tucker in the background? I mean, just runs his mouth.
Yeah. Well, he's excited, and while he's talking, he's tweeting. Because I follow him on Twitter, and he is tweeting up a storm.
Really? Yeah. There you go. All
right, he's our social media director here.
That's exactly right. So what's going on in the two-name city?
Brought a guest this morning, Debbie Eller from the City of College Station Office of Community Development.
Oh, there you go. Debbie, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Do you go to movies?
Sometimes.
When was the last movie you saw?
I actually saw Parental Guidance this last weekend.
Oh, my. That's fairly recent. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I don't know anything about that. How about before then?
Probably Harry Potter was the last thing.
Is that because of kiddos or you're a Harry Potter person?
The whole family's a Harry Potter
family. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I had a story about that. I had a story about, I believe, the the Travelodge European division. They were talking about strange things that people had left in their rooms, and apparently someone had left an actual Harry, well, it says a genuine Harry Potter magic wand. I don't,
the real thing.
Yeah. I don't know how genuine that could be, but nonetheless, it's some big deal. All right, so anyway, we're not here to talk about Harry Potter. We're here to talk about what?
Home buyer education courses starting in February.
Okay. This is for people who have never bought before, huh?
Never bought. We want to get them prepared. If you're thinking about buying a home in the next year or two, we have classes that will help you get in a situation where you are prepared and knowledgeable. You know, when you apply for a mortgage, sometimes you can make maybe mistakes because you're not educated, and that can cost you money. So we want you to be ready. We want you to know what your credit score is. If you have issues, we're going to give you a little bit of guidance on how you can get into a position to qualify for a mortgage. We're going to talk to you about the mortgage process, about working with a real estate agent. We're going to talk about shopping for a home and also protecting your investment after you get in that home. There's, you know, regular routine maintenance, and we want you to know what you need to do and what you need to be prepared for once you are a homeowner.
Yeah, that's interesting to think about, because if you've been in someone else's property, boy, you learn pretty quickly when you're a homeowner. If you can learn to fix some stuff, you can save some money. But as mortgage rates have continued to fall, and it's to the point where they're almost short of giving it away, do you find that it's a matter of what has been the barrier that has kept people from being able to become homeowners? Is it a credit situation? Is they can't save enough money for a down payment? What are the things that they need to really be looking at?
Kind of all of the above. You know, usually the credit score is a problem, and the banks recently have increased their credit score limit, so you have to have a little bit higher credit score in order to qualify for a mortgage. And then saving for a down payment, that is a barrier as well, because you have to have a certain amount to be able to put down on that home, and we want you to know what that is so you can save up and be prepared.
Yeah, kind of an overall encompassing statement. We were talking off the air before we started. There's so much rental property in College Station that would make sense. But how has the housing market necessarily changed? Are you finding more, and not new homes, but are you finding older homes that are being rehabbed and are now being put on the market for sale? Or how's the market changed?
You do see some of that, but the prices in College Station are higher than those that you see in other areas. So, you know, to buy a home in College Station, you really have to be in a good situation and have that money saved up and have that good credit score so that you can afford to buy in College Station in the neighborhoods that where you want to live.
Sure. What's the format of the class?
It is every Tuesday night in February from 6 to 7:30, and it's the NeighborWorks America curriculum, and it's taught by a TDHCA, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, certified home buyer teacher. And it just goes over all of the topics that I spoke about. When you finish the course, you will have a certificate that shows that you're a mortgage-ready home buyer.
Oh.
It doesn't really do a whole lot.
Doesn't mean that you're getting the mortgage, but you know the rules.
It lets your lender know that you're serious about this, that you've done your homework, and that you are prepared. You know what you're talking about, and you know what you're looking at.
Right. Now, first, how often has this been made available to the public before?
We have offered it every other month for a little over a year now.
Okay. All right. So, and again, I know she'd like for you to live in College Station, but you don't have to live in College Station. The idea is to become a qualified home buyer.
That's right. Yeah. And this will be taught at our new College Station, Fire Station number 6 on the corner of University.
Oh, do you get to slide down the pole too?
We'll see if we'll let you do
that. That'd be part of the graduation thing. When you get your certificate, you can slide down the pole and get the certificate
That's right.
Like that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, if they want some more information, what do they do?
If you could, you can register by going to www.cstx.gov/homebuyer or call 979-764-3778.
Okay, and what's the name of the program again, Southern Low?
It is the Home Buyer Education Course.
Got it. Good. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What else you got going on?
Brand new Parks and Recreation Guide is out that highlights all the programs and activities from January through April. Go online right now and check that out. That's at cstx.gov/parks. And also, while you're at the website, check out opportunities to learn more through our Citizens University, Citizens Fire Academy, and Citizens Police Academy.
There you go. Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station. And our Friday visit is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with Calhoun. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you have pain or headaches or have trouble moving like you used to, or if you've been injured and had surgery and still aren't back to normal, you can rely on the specialists at the Sports Back and Pain Management Clinic to help. With over 25 years of experience, their accurate diagnoses and leading-edge treatment methods mean a quicker and safer return to normal living. They eliminate pain and accelerate healing using effective treatments without medication. Located across from Mobley Pools, go to bvphysicaltherapy.com or call for an appointment, 776-2225.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they gotta go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
November 24th, the last time Texas A&M played football. They get back out on the field in Arlington tonight at Cowboy Stadium in the 2013 AT&T Cotton Bowl. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked, is a win or a loss, does it affect recruiting?
I don't know that that's going to be a big deal. I think it's a big deal for our current program. I think, it's going to be a heck of a game no matter what. I think both programs have shown that, Oklahoma over time have shown that they are a strong program, and kids recognize that. I think what we have shown in 1 year in the SEC is that not only do we belong, that we can compete, that we can win. You know, very few guys that I've recruited ever have gone in and told their dad, hey, you know what, tell you what, Dad, I'm going to go to whoever wins this game tonight.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies and the Sooners tonight in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. Broadcast 6 o'clock on this radio station. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
Howdy, this is Tim at Hobbytown. Race into Hobbytown today in College Station and find hobbies and toys for all ages. At Hobbytown USA, you'll find a wide selection of toys for the kids like educational activities, puzzles, science kits, rockets, and arts and crafts supplies. And for the kids at heart, Hobbytown USA has radio-controlled cars, trucks, boats, and planes, trains, strategy card games, models, and much, much more. Hobbytown USA, where you'll find toys for all ages, located in Central Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's in College Station.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Boy, you just keep reading more and more about fellas having prostate problems these days. It's an insidious disease, that's for sure, and it affects way too many men. But you know, it doesn't have to be you. Having good prostate health is one of the surest ways to prevent problems. Keeping the prostate its normal size does a number of things, like, well, it keeps you from having to go to the bathroom as much, lets you sleep longer and more soundly because you don't have to go as often. And good prostate health is one of the best deterrents from cancer. And that's exactly why Prostamin was developed by the Activate Company. Prostamin really promotes good prostate health. And you can try it risk-free. That's right, risk-free. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Now, you can find out more at myactivate.com, or you can call them at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. Honestly, it's hard to believe that the group was secret as long as it was. A fairly hardy band of men who not only completely confused and frustrated a huge segment of the Nazi army, but they did it again and again. Now, it's important here to realize that we, the public that is, knew none of this until 1996, a full 50 years after the war ended, and the records were declassified. But in action after action, in event after event, the special troops of the U.S. Army's 23rd Headquarters did something that the Germans just couldn't figure out. Now, here's what would happen. One day, almost without warning or precursor of any kind, an army would just appear beyond the battle lines. Literally hundreds of tanks, thousands of soldiers, and dozens of huge guns would instantly be where yesterday was nothing but an empty field. Was this then the big offensive that they had been expecting for more than a year? Whatever it was, it needed to be addressed, and now. The Germans would, of course, mobilize and move vast amounts of troops into position to fight the mega force that was gathering, only to have it completely disappear as quickly as it had appeared. How was it possible that the Allies could move such amounts of men, materials, machines, and equipment into position from somewhere that the Germans knew nothing about? Well, now we know. Since the records have been declassified, we can tell you that it was all a ruse, a fake, a giant deception of cardboard tanks, rubber howitzers, and believe it or not, shadows of men literally painted on the ground to resemble troops, painted by Willie and the boys. And one might wonder how it was possible for American soldiers to make such duplicates so real that they could fool trained, experienced German observers. Well, by using men who were expert at design, of course. It's a little-known fact that the secret soldiers of the 23rd did exist and completely fooled and befuddled the Germans time and again. But then you might expect that of Willie, or Bill, as most people chose to call him, a man who made his living designing before and since the Great War, fashion designer, and cardboard tank wizard, Bill Blass.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Our digestive system is home to trillions of bacteria that interact intimately with our own cells.
In fact, scientists are discovering that we rely on some of these microbes to keep us healthy. Now, researchers are beginning to suspect that some of them can affect our behavior. An article in the Journal of Bacteriology suggests that some bacteria may produce compounds that make us crave foods that will benefit the bacteria. While the evidence for this is still just circumstantial, they propose a series of experiments to answer the question. In other news, a study in the Annals of Neurology provides strong evidence that myasthenia gravis, a disease in which the body's immune cells attack muscle tissue, is triggered by a virus. They're now attempting to find out which virus it is and how to prevent infection. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Good morning, WTIW News Time is 8:30 and it is 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Things might be a little more congested on a major Bryan Street this weekend. Starting at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, you can expect some shifted lanes on Briarcrest as workers remove old striping and replace pavement markings. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the work will run from Kent Street to Highway 6.
This work will shift the lanes to the south side of the roadway to provide a safety buffer for construction operations that will occur beginning on our north side of the roadway for approximately the next 6 months. This new striping will not change the number of lanes available to motorists. Two lanes will remain open in each direction, as well as the existing turn lanes will be open.
They'll wrap up around 6 a.m. on Monday and then come back to finish work Monday night. Caldwell says the project, contracted to Bryan's Knife River, should reduce the accidents and allow traffic to move more freely when it's finished in late August. As the saying goes, nothing in life is free, but that may not always hold true. Whether you're a resident of Bryan or College Station, you can get free assistance with your tax preparations, and you can help others too. Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan says the tax preparation meetings will be held at the Larry J. Ringer and Clara Mounts Libraries.
Call, make an appointment, bring your stuff. And then, you know, depending on whether you're doing a short form or you're doing itemized, bring what you need, and they will sit down with you and help you with your taxes for free, and then file them, and hopefully you get that refund. And there's many different ways people get those refunds pretty quickly now in their bank accounts or whatever the case may be.
Jackson stresses that an appointment must be made for you to receive that help. There's also tax preparation training available starting Monday at the Anum United Methodist Church for those who'd like to volunteer. At WTAW.com, you can find more details about all this. The national December unemployment rates are set to come out this morning, and it looks like it was status quo with maybe a slight raise in job creation.
Economists expect we'll see job creation through the course of last month to be something in the neighborhood of about 155,000. That's a little bit of an improvement from the month before, and if that ends up being the case, we'll probably see the unemployment rate stay more or less steady at 7.7%.
That's Doug Lasseter reporting from Washington. The numbers could fluctuate in the coming months. The Labor Department has been revising its tallies on the jobless reports lately. The national unemployment rate was 7.8% in December. Numbers for Texas and the area will come out in the next few days. Texas unemployment rate in November was 6.2%. Even though it's cold outside, Master Gardener Sharla Anthony says it's still a great time to plant trees and shrubs. Anthony says in Bryan College Station, November is ideal, but the winters are mild enough that many plants continue to grow without ever going fully dormant.
It gives those shrubs and trees sort of a head start, if you will. It gives it time to adjust and begin to grow and establish itself before we get really, really warm. And, you know, in May, we've been known to have a 100-degree day, and those high temperatures are hard on newly planted plants.
Anthony says you might have to look a little harder to find plant material in garden centers, but it's out there. You can find a link to the local Master Gardener's Vegetable Planting Guide at WTAW.com. With the fiscal cliff out of the way, Congress will address another major issue today. The House is set to vote on a $9.7 billion aid package for victims of the Superstorm Sandy that smashed into the East Coast this past October. The vote comes just in time. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or as we all know it, FEMA, said without additional funds, it will run out of money to help victims within the next few days. East Coast lawmakers, including the vocal Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, have been blasting lawmakers and even their own party for delaying action on the bill. An additional $51 billion in aid funds will be discussed by Congress later this month. A new year means new resolutions, and if you're trying to eat more healthily this year, Flora Williams with Texas A&M AgriLife says you should focus on what to eat instead of simply on which foods to avoid. Williams says eating enough fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can make a big difference in one's health.
When you're fixing your plate, you want half of your plate to be filled with fruits and vegetables, and you want to choose red, orange, and your dark green vegetables like tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and broccoli, along with other vegetables. But you want to make sure that you're getting in your fruits and your vegetables. And you want to make half of your grains, whole grains.
She says low-fat dairy products are also a good choice, and a lot of calories sneak in through sugary drinks, so opt for plenty of water instead. And finally, for those of you that are packing up and about to head north this afternoon to the Arlington area for the Cotton Bowl, just be advised to travel a little more cautiously. There's a 20% chance of light rain throughout the afternoon that potentially could be mixed with some sleet or even snow in the DFW area. And of course, just watch out for those icy bridges. The high today expected up there is around 45 degrees. WTIW News time is 8:35 and it's 39 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Blue Baker. You can find news all day long, 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest-growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We're looking at partly to, at times, mostly cloudy skies as we go through the night, and there could be a few light showers returning.
Oh, never mind. I've been playing that all morning. Kept thinking it'd change, but you know it didn't. All right, whatever. Yeah. So now have you wandered over? Have you looked out the window? Have you gotten up and gone to the window to look outside there in Dallas?
I have not, but Chip has. I'm going to ask him.
Okay. All right. Las Colinas, as a matter of fact.
Cold and dank.
Oh, well, great. Temperature has rocketed down 1 degree here since we started this morning, I think. 40% chance of some sort of precipitation. 48 is going to be the high today, 38 is the low tonight. Tomorrow we're up to 55, still a slight chance of showers. Sunshine back on Sunday with a high of 60. Monday going to have the same thing. And let's see, as far as the winds are concerned, north winds about 5. So Sunday ought to be pretty nice, I would think. We'll look forward to that.
We're kind of due.
Yeah, we are. It's we've gotten some dew. Oh no, never mind.
Oh, come on.
Hey, if you're going to be headed up toward Waco right now, basically Brazos County doesn't have very much rain. It just the northern tip does. You'll find some light showers as you're headed up toward Waco is about all. And I think let me move up to the Metroplex. Yeah, that's it. That's really the only shower activity that you might see right there at Waco, and then north to Dallas-Fort Worth. Looks like it'll be clear. So look forward to that. So now, again, we're running this story about the lady who's telling us how to eat more healthy as we move into 2013. And she said, you know, half your plate should have fruits and vegetables. Now, but the one thing she did not mention is, does everybody get their individual fondue pot of melted chocolate to put the fruits and vegetables in, or do you have to share? And then she mentions whole grains are important. And is there such a thing as a whole grain donut? I mean, I don't know, but
if there is, why would you want to try it?
I think that's called a bagel, I think.
Oh! Well, and again, you know, they're not particularly healthy. I know everybody likes to think about
that.
They're not. But they're, you know, it's not. It's there. All right, here you go. New calendar for geeks has been released in Germany. It's the Nerd Calendar. The Nerd Calendar features retro technology with hot but nerdy models, it says here. I don't know what that means. On one page, here you go, a cute blonde is caressing a vintage Atari joystick. Other models are posing with original Apple Macintosh workstations, Commodore 64s, and your Sinclair ZX81. Creator Jan Hoffman says, I just wanted to make the kind of calendar I always dreamed about when I was a boy. So there you go.
There you go.
Good for him. That's it. Probably a good idea. The New York Post reports identical twins, 19-year-old twins, Ashley and Amy Nelson, both gave birth to sons on New Year's Eve, 2 hours apart. The baby boys even delivered by the same doctor in the same hospital in Ohio. See, twins have that connectedness, you know, just like to do everything pretty much with their twin. All right, a month from today, that'll be Feb 4, the Royal Canadian Mint starts collecting 1 cent coins for melting and recycling of the metal content. Officials expect around 6 billion pennies will be surrendered by Canadians over the next 6 years. Economic models to show that the Canadian penny should actually have been killed about 1982. Just got around to it. Well, that's another 40 years among friends. That was really the tipping point as more Canadians hoarded the coins and the Royal Canadian Mint was pressed to churn out billions more to keep retailers stocked. That ended up costing the government about $1 million a year. The last pennies, which were minted back in May of 2012 in Winnipeg, were costing 1.6 cents to manufacture. And, you know, I think we have done that in the United States. We did a study saying that a penny was costing more than a penny to make. And what did we do? We said, oh, we need another study. So we're working on that. So our neighbors to the north, dumping pennies. Retailers and banks and customers have also absorbed about $140 million in handling costs each year, creating an unnecessary drag on the economy. So that's it. No more pennies. They start picking them up and melt them down. Not a bad idea.
No.
I think that we could probably go along with that. 62% of... See, I hate when Yankees write this. 62% of barbecue grillers...
Not the same.
They're really not. They say they do this year-round. I do this year-round. I mean, not on a day like today, but, you know, that's the great thing about Texas. You can cook outdoors just about any time you want to, but I don't barbecue grill. There. Okay. Experts say that you will eat 70 hot dogs this year. No, I won't. I have not eaten a hot dog since I watched... like Unwrapped or something, how they show stuff, you know, that
how
they
it's made.
Yeah. Because any food you eat where slurry is part of the process, you know, where it's called slurry, I just assume not. And I think they called that. And, I mean, that's probably even the Hebrew American, is that what they're called?
Or? I believe so.
Yeah. Hebrew National.
Yeah, Hebrew National. That's it, because, you know, they sell those at the ballpark, I think, up in Arlington. I don't know if they still do or not. But, you know, now that's a pretty good... That's a pretty good dog, but
it is.
Again, when I read slurry, I just thought, this is kind of an anniversary. In 1883, Charles Sherwood Stratton was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Now, you don't know him as Charles Sherwood Stratton. He was the little person who P.T. Barnum called General Tom Thumb.
I mean, kidding.
Yeah, he was one of their sideshow attractions, and he would... You know, traveled around. He retired from show business and married another little person, though, whose name was Lavinia Warren. Unfortunately, they couldn't raise a big family.
Oh, Scott DeLucia!
I just walked right into that, didn't you?
Scott!
Big family. Yeah. Couldn't do
you
that.
Were so nice about the little people.
Yeah.
Scott!
Big family, all right. Woman in Georgia... Got a bigger bargain than she was planning for when she went shopping at Walmart. Went into labor and gave birth in the Walmart store. Yeah.
All right.
37-year-old was only 8 months pregnant when she ventured into Walmart. When the EMTs arrived on the scene, they found the woman and her baby in the store bathroom. Tiny baby wrapped up and taken away in a Walmart blanket. In a Walmart blanket.
I didn't know there were such things. Walmart
I blanket. Had no idea. What are they going to call that child? What will they name
Wally?
Don't know if it's a male or a female. A rare Martian meteorite recently found in Morocco contains minerals that have 10 times more water than previously discovered in Mars meteorites. So see, there are Martians up there. Well, I don't know about that. A finding that raises a new question, though, about how long the planet, most like Earth, has in fact been in our solar system, and could there have been conditions that were suitable for life? The meteorite is the second oldest of 110 stones originating from Mars that was retrieved on Earth, purchased from a Moroccan meteorite dealer.
I didn't know those existed.
Once again, like to see the business card, just really would. Black baseball-sized stone, which weighs less than a pound, is 2.1 billion years old, meaning it was formed during what is known as the early Amazonian period. That's when the women were a lot taller. No, I don't know.
You're on a roll.
Wow, you are in rare form.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
that. Somebody got sleep last night.
Yeah, really. Here we go. Men's Health has published their list of the hottest women of 2013. Here are the top five. Number five is Jennifer Aniston. Number four is Jennifer Lawrence. Who is she? I don't know who she is.
You know, actress.
Yeah, okay. Number three is Christina Hendricks. Any help there?
She is on Mad Men, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Mila Kunis, who... she does voice. What voice does she do?
She does
Simpsons, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Meg on Family Guy.
That's it. Yeah. Family Guy. I knew I'd seen the name in the
credits.
And
she was on The 70s Show, and she's dating Ashton Kutcher.
There you go. And number one, according to Men's Health, the hottest woman in 2013, Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
Yes, she is.
So she's what color's her hair now? She was changing her hair color like every month.
Who knows? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, there you go. Hugh Hefner, by the way, you know, if you recall, we told you he married that girl who's 60 years younger than he is. 60 years. Apparently they signed a prenup.
Of course they did.
Yeah, Crystal Harris. About 3 weeks ago they did this. Word is that she'll have to leave the house if the marriage goes south and no legal rights to the property. The happy, for now, couple tied the knot on New Year's Eve after a topsy-turvy relationship where she had ditched him back in 2011. So there you go. And why not sign a prenup? Okay, guy's name is Jerry Bergevin. And if Jerry is alive, he now can rest easy. Michigan police have called off the search for this burglar who escaped from prison in 1969.
Well, they are nothing if not persistent.
1969. Okay, the State's Department of Corrections... Get rid of that. That was noisy.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Because yeah, I potted it down and everything. Anyway, the state's Department of Corrections had granted Jerry an administrative discharge on account of his advanced age. He'd be like 80 by now. Family members have no idea of his whereabouts. And what happened is Jerry was serving time after breaking into a Flint drugstore in 1962. Okay? Like 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When he was asked to transfer from state prison to a prison camp that offered a dental technician program, he's going to go do that. Well, back then, the camp probably had a single fence around it with barbed wire at the top, according to a spokesperson. He said, in fact, it's possible that it had no fence at all. Well, one day, Jerry just disappeared and he was never heard from again. Rumors of his whereabouts had existed through 2009, but Michigan... has just decided, along with 23 other escapees, just to say, good on you. All right, good luck.
You got us. You know there's still some old sergeant or detective that will not let that case
go.
That's
right. I'm in the cold case division. I got to get these guys.
Yeah, I'm finding Jerry.
Yes, right, exactly. Hey, CB, you might like this. I don't know if you guys watch Hawaii Five-0, the new one. I don't. You know, I kind of like the original. But CBS is letting viewers decide how an upcoming episode of Hawaii Five-0 will end. They'll shoot 3 alternative endings for the whodunit, and after Steve McGarrett and the crew interview the suspects in the killing, the viewers at home will be able to vote at CBS.com or on Twitter for which one of the 3 pulled off the crime. The show takes place on Monday, January the 14th, and because they've shot 3 endings on the show, there could be a different ending on the West Coast, where the show will air 3 hours later, and therefore will not be just a rerun. And if you're really into it, the 3 different endings will be available at CBS.com when the show is over. Now, if you remember the movie Clue that was made years ago.
Yes,
with Tim,
I do.
Tim, what's his name, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They filmed, I think, 6
Curry.
Different... Yeah, Tim Curry. 6 different endings. So, like, each of the people did it in one of the versions. And then what they did is they just kind of randomly distributed them all over the United States so that no matter where you went, they would have that.
But then when they ran it, because I remember seeing it, when they ran it on cable,
yeah,
they put the ore and they ran every single one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or it could have been like this.
Oh, so it ran a little longer than planned.
Yeah.
Hey, kind of a neat story here. A customer at a Tim Hortons coffee shop in Canada. They're real big up there. They're kind of like Dairy Queens up there. They're every place. So a customer at a Tim Hortons coffee shop in Canada decided to pay for the order of the car behind him in the drive-through line. And, you know, that's the pay-it-forward thing. It sparked a three-hour pay-it-forward holiday of giving.
Well, that's
on
cool.
December the 21st, the chain reaction involved 228 customers.
Holy moly.
Yeah, really. Paying for the people behind them. The indoor customers got into the fun, too, when they heard what was going on in the drive-through line. General manager said, actually, there was a lot of energy. Our team was really excited. They're shouting out the number of pay-it-forwards all through the morning. Tim Hortons had itself been engaged in a similar campaign as part of the Random Cups of Kindness Week. The stores were periodically paying just random tabs for customers. Now, who's the grump who decided to end it? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Who was the one? I mean, you got 228 customers, and somebody goes, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'll take care of my own. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't like that guy behind
well,
me.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, technically, he got his for free because the guy in front of him paid for
that's
it.
That's right, so, yeah, yeah. And that guy back there cut in front of me, so I'm not paying for his.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team Navasota. Yeah. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest-growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 8 minutes till. Yeah? So what's going on over there? Huh? Huh? What's going on?
Somebody fell down. Or
yeah, really?
I'm
everything.
Sorry.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Apparently they've opened the mimosa bar.
Yeah.
No.
I like that. Iconic characters, lots of hype, great cast, big box office, and the most overrated movie of the year. That's right. It's The Avengers, voted the most overpraised feature film of 2012 by participants in the L.A. Times online survey. You guys, either of you guys see this?
No.
The Avengers? Yeah, I did see that.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like it?
You know, it was good for just an action flick. Okay. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Number two was Prometheus, which I saw, and I kind of liked it. But, you know, I liked that whole alien thing, and this was kind of the prequel to that. But it only pulled 5%. The Avengers was the 2012 box office champ. I mean, how can it be? Okay, so they say that this is the most hyped movie yet. You know, it did over $1 billion globally.
Yeah,
I'd say it pretty well proved itself out.
Yeah, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, so MovieMistakes.com has come out with their list of the annual roundup of the top five most error-filled movies. Top in the list would be the Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Give Me the Money, Men in Black 3. Because I'm figuring they both probably phoned that in. Mm-hmm. Website says that single film had 63 errors in it, by far the most of any movie in the past year. In second place was the James Bond thriller Skyfall that had only 35 errors.
I like that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
One of those comes when Bond is fighting atop a train and his footwear manages to change from black lace-up shoes to black slip-on ankle boots. Well, he's James Bond. He can do that.
They're in the car.
Yeah. Dark Knight Rises and Amazing Spider-Man tied for third with 24 errors apiece. So there you are. DVD sales from the last week. Number one is Ted. Number two is Dark Knight Rises. As far as your video rentals, so you can be like everybody else, number one was Dark Knight Rises, then Total Recall, then Paranorman. Is that right? Is it called Paranorman?
Paranorman, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Resident Evil Retribution. Now, when they say video rentals now, what do they mean? Does that include Redbox? Does that include Netflix? Does that include video on demand? Do you have any idea how they calculate that now, either of you guys?
No, I mean,
not a clue.
I've wondered as well. I'm sure they can track it a little better, too, since if they do factor in something like, iTunes purchases or...
Sure.
Because you can download movies from iTunes,
right.
So...
And yeah. Because there are fewer outlets, certainly fewer store fronts, if you will, where you do that. But I don't know. The Redbox, well, I have no idea. I'm not sure about the technology. Don't know if Redbox has a report, some central location where they send their information or not, but could do that.
It sure ain't just Blockbuster.
Nope. Yeah, we know that. Movies that are opening this weekend, oh, man, Texas Chainsaw 3D. It has been so long. It has been so long since we had one of these. Continuing the legendary story of the Sawyer family. Apparently, let me see, I had a synopsis. Oh, yeah, like it matters.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. A young woman travels to Texas to collect an inheritance. Little does she know that an encounter with a chainsaw-wielding killer is part of the reward.
Dun, dun, dun.
How shocking. And then this other one, which we keep seeing ads for, so I'm not sure if it's any good or not. It's Promised Land. It's that Matt Damon.
It looks interesting.
John Krasinski deal.
That's one you wait for, though.
Yeah, they co-wrote this, I think. A salesman for a natural gas company experiencing life-changing events after arriving in a small town where his corporation wants to tap into the available resources. Probably a little bit of political in there, too, I'm going to bet.
Matt Damon, of course,
yeah,
there is.
Right, a little bit of fracking stuff. I'm sure they'll be discussing that with us, but there you are. Now, police in Houston hunting for a man wanted for stalking a local TV reporter. Did you hear about this?
No.
Jennifer Reyna is the reporter. She's an anchor at KPRC, the NBC station, and a traffic reporter. Back in 2007, 38-year-old Marcus Olson became obsessed with her and ever since has done everything that he could to get near her. Now has crashed his car through the front doors of the station in order to see her.
Oh, wow.
Man. Cops tallied 5 separate stalking incidents in September, including an incident 2 weeks ago when Olson followed Reyna to work at 4 a.m., parked near her car, and started screaming her name as she headed into the station. Wow. Judge issued a restraining order in 07, but Olson has repeatedly violated it and has been repeatedly arrested for it. After crashing his car into the news station's building in 07, cops tracked his car for surveillance video and called Olson's house. Wow. That's scary. You know, there's some...
Do you have your own stalker, Scott?
No, I don't think I do. I don't believe so. What? Hey, what? It's about, it's not that... That big a deal. But I think that happens some in TV.
I've been in the TV business for about 5 years. And,
right.
There is somebody I know, a female, that may or may not have been in this town anymore in the news business. But, yes, I have known a female reporter in the industry that has had stalking problems.
Yeah. Well, even to go back to when I did it, back when, we burned candles for lighting. But the building and the studio were locked. They were you could not get in, and we always had people watch you as you walk into the building.
Not to be creepy, I knew one that was killed.
up in
Waco Temple.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Okay, Downton Abbey that premieres on Sunday night at 8:00. I know you guys will be watching.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay. The season picks up in 1920. Apparently, that's when it's going to be. Shirley MacLaine in one of her lives is going to be. One of the co-stars this year. And I haven't watched it. I mean, I've seen shows about the show, if you will. And, apparently there are people who are really, really into this, watching it big time. So now, Joe Biden did his cameo appearance in Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi will now be on this month's series finale of 30 Rock. The House Minority Leader told the Washington Post that the cameo, her first appearance on a scripted show, came because she has so much admiration for Tina Fey. I would do almost anything Tina Fey asked me to do. Really? Okay. So no word on what her part will be in the show. Perhaps she'll get into some sort of a political argument with Jack Donaghy. who plays a conservative, but of course it's not. We know it's Alec Baldwin is a staunch liberal. And the 30 Rock finale will air on January the 31st. In the meantime, still waiting for that Newt Gingrich Parks and Rec episode. That will happen sometime this month. So politicians being right in the middle of our entertainment shows, whether we like it or not, they inject themselves. All right, on this date in history, 1847, Samuel Colt sold his first revolver pistol in U.S. America to the government. Huh. 1863, James Plimpton of New York City patented a four-wheel roller skate with one wheel on each corner of the skate. Get this, before that, the skates had wheels in line. So like rollerblading was here before skating, yeah. Roller skating was. I had no idea. 1965, CBS bought the Fender Guitar Company from Leo Fender.